Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Even the most unique of specialty crops is weather dependent, and this season's warm spells followed by blasts of freezing temperatures had Jefferson County produce farmer Bill Doan on edge.
Well, early when we had the first pretty good freeze, it nipped the mint that was in the field. But we've had pretty good weather on it since then, and it's all grown out. And we are in really good shape, I think. So things are looking good.
His mint goes to, among other customers, Churchill Downs for mint juleps, especially popular next week. And each sprig has to be just so.
The ideal situation, the mint is about 8 to 10 inches tall, the stems that you cut. And we usually cut about 15 stems in a bunch and put 12 bunches in a bundle. And we pack those in different size containers. We'll put 2 dozen containers and 5 dozen containers and 6 dozen containers, depending on who we're packing it for.
Doan's 10-acre operation includes kale and collard greens, with mint being a healthy income contributor year-round.
We'll start in February harvesting out of the greenhouses, and then we get in the outside, and we'll stay outside until maybe even Thanksgiving. And then we'll go inside and cut in the greenhouses in the first part of December or so and finish it up by the end of the year.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Bill Doan grows about 2 acres of mint outdoors, 10,000 square feet in a greenhouse, and this is the heart of the season.
Yes, pretty much. From about the 15th of April on, it's pretty much every day you're making some delivery to somebody anyway.
He utilizes distributors with 2 shipments a week, most of the year going to Chicago. More restaurants use mint in cooking these days. Regionally, it continues to grow in popularity. But his biggest single client is Churchill Downs, and he thinks by Monday they should be all set for the Oaks and Derby next Friday and Saturday.
The track gets all their mint a few days before. They like to be set, so they want to have all theirs. Actually, it's about 5 days before Derby, before they have it, and then they have everything in there in their coolers, and so they go, they want to see it there. But we'll still be delivering mint, sometimes on Derby Day.
Kentucky Derby Mint Man, Bill Doan. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.